Amen. Let's turn to those around us and meet them and greet them by name this morning.
Good morning. My name is Ruth. I'm one of the pastors here, and I'd like to welcome everybody today to Cedar Ridge. Whether it's your first time or your thousandth time, you're very welcome. We're glad to see you. Please make sure you pick up a copy of the community flyer. If you didn't get one when you came in, it's new this week. It comes out every other week, but this one's a new one. So pick that up. It's got all the information you need. And on the back, there's a thing called a Connect card where you can fill out your information and either tear it off and put it in one of the boxes at the side, or you can actually text that information to us if you don't want to rip up your flyer, or you can fill out a Connect card. So especially if you're new, this will get you onto our database, but also if your information has changed at all, this will put you in the database so that you will get information about what's happening at Cedar Ridge. No junk mail, we won't sell it, but this will keep you connected. So please do fill out a Connect card. Also, if you're new here, we have a thing called Cedar Ridge in 7 minutes, which is just a short introduction to who we are, and it's a chance for you to get to meet some of us and for us to meet you and give you a small gift to thank you for coming today. So that's in the back of the church on my left immediately afterwards, and it lasts for about 7 minutes, so please do stay for that. Well, it's summer, and so the farm is rolling along, producing lots of food. I was out there yesterday picking zucchini and beans and all kinds of stuff. It's doing really well. We do need help, though, particularly on Wednesdays from 6 onwards. Come whenever you can. It's a great time to do lots of harvesting because our harvest goes out on Fridays to low-income families. So please do come along to that. Or Sundays at 9 is a great time to water. You don't need to get dirty. You don't need to do lots of hard work and get all sweaty, but watering on a Sunday morning would be very much appreciated. So Sundays at 9, Wednesdays from 6 onwards. Also, if you need a bit more of an incentive to get out there, we will, coming up, have a craft brew and sodas evening on Friday the 28th. So please do come along to that. Bring a six-pack or something of your favorite craft beers or non-alcoholic drinks or something to share, and we'll bring peanuts and popcorn and other things. And it will be a great evening. There'll be live music. It's always a lot of fun. So please do plan on coming on that, and that's July 28th. Next week, next Saturday on the 22nd in the barn is the second part of a book study that we're doing called Educating All God's Children by Nicole Baker Fullman. This is about the intersection of poverty and race and its impact on public school education. The first one was really interesting, some really good discussion. Even if you didn't come to the first one, please feel free to come to the second one. We'd love to include you. You can sign up online or in the lobby or just turn up next Saturday in the barn from 10 till 11:30. Next week also we'll have prayer for racial reconciliation. That we do that once a month on the fourth Friday, so that will be next Sunday immediately after the service for 15 minutes. So please plan on staying for that. We just meet at the front and have a time of prayer for racial justice and racial reconciliation in our country. So if you'd like to switch off your phones, if you have them on, and pray with me the prayer that will appear on your screens. Great God of all hope, we praise you and welcome your Spirit here this morning. Thank you for giving us life and breath for this day. Help us to make the most of it. May we treasure our time here together in your holy presence. Please open our hearts and minds, fill us with your light and your truth, and renew our spirit. Encourage us, Lord. Raise us up. Help us to see the best in ourselves, in each other, and in the world. Through Jesus Christ, amen. Well, today we're continuing our summer series, God in the Movies. So hopefully you got your popcorn. And today's movie is Validation, which is a short movie, and we're going to actually get to watch it all. So if you haven't seen it, don't worry. And our speaker this morning, I'm very pleased to say, is Steve English. So let's give him a round of applause. Steve? He was here earlier, I'm sure. Steve? Oh, Steve. Good. Steve, would you like to? Over to you.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Steve English. For those of you who do know me, there's really only so many times I can apologize for that. So let's just move on. How is everyone this morning? I see you're lame and sad and pathetic. Let's try that again. How is everyone this morning?
Great.
Much better. Much better. I'm standing over here because I wanted to emphasize that we're going to do things a little differently today. Now, I'm not going to stay here the whole time and make you twist around in your seat and get a crick in your neck. That would be unnecessarily cruel, and I like to think of myself as someone who's only cruel when it's absolutely necessary. So, that was a joke, folks. If it would if it would be helpful, I'll point them out as I go along. And there are people who do this who really have a problem with the pity laugh. I don't. So if you see me floundering up there, feel free to chuckle, if only just to make me feel better. So we're all here because we enjoy the movies. We're all film fans. And how do I know that? Because you showed up for something called God in the Movies. So I hope you realize that today's theme is going to involve the movies and that you're not just here for the popcorn. Although, it is good popcorn. So, we watch movies. Why? I would say that we've been watching movies for hundreds of thousands of years. We've been watching movies since we started painting on cave walls, since we started telling stories around the fire after a successful hunt. We've been telling stories since we sat at the feet of the master and listened to the parables. And it's only in the last 100, 150 years that we started putting movies on film. But we have a long history as a people of enjoying the movies. So we watch these movies, we see these stories, and we see these characters, or do we? How many people here have seen a summer blockbuster by the name of Wonder Woman? I saw it. I was taken to see it by my children. Okay, I'm sure you can name the major characters, Steve Trevor and Diana Prince, who is Wonder Woman. Raise your hand if you can name all of the members of the group of heroes that Steve Trevor puts together. Wow, nobody. That's great. Thank you. Thank you for making my point. I really appreciate this. There's something in it for all of you. Raise your hand if you know the name of Steve Trevor's secretary. She had a really vital role in the film and a couple of really great lines. Nobody remembers Etta. That's okay. These were secondary roles, but really, what would the movie have been without them? All right, now not a lot of people raised their hands when I asked about Wonder Woman, so let me try and find a film that maybe a few more people have seen. Has anybody seen a little film, a little black and white film from the 40s called Casablanca? Anyone? Anyone? Oh, quite a few more hands. Quite a few more hands this time. Keep your hands up, or put your hands up again if you consider it one of your favorites. Is it one of your favorite films? Do you like it? Do you think you know it well? Well, yes, there will be a test. You know the main characters. You know Rick and Elsa. You know Sam, the piano player, who was actually played by a drummer. And you know Victor Laszlo and Captain Louis Renault and Major Strasser. You could probably name some of the supporting roles. You can probably name Ugarte, played by Peter Lorre, who gets killed off in the first reel. You despise me, don't you, Rick? You can probably name the fat man, Senor Ferrari, who ran the Blue Parrot. But what about some of the smaller roles? How many people here can name some of the employees from Rick's Cafe? Anybody? Come on, don't be shy. Anybody at all? Sasha, the bartender, the Russian refugee. Some Germans, Monsieur Rick, they give me this check. Bip, 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 bip. Nobody? Anybody? Oh, Karl, the fat German waiter. Monsieur Rick, you're becoming your own best customer. Nobody at all? How about some of the patrons? There was Yvonne, the girl that at some point before the film took place, Rick threw over. There was Berger, the Norwegian, and at your service, the resistance guy. How about the young couple that Rick saves from having to go back to Bulgaria? Anybody remember their names at all? Well, you'll have to ask me afterwards. I'm not going to give them to you. So I just named seven small roles, some with just a few lines, played by today largely forgotten actors. But can you imagine Wonder Woman without Steve's crew? Can you imagine Casablanca without the supporting roles and the things that they contributed? All right, I'm going to change gears here. We're going to do a scene change. So stay with me. I'll get you to where you need to go, I promise. Some people would describe the movies as art imitating life. It's a tired old trope. But I would actually take it a step further. I see movies as a metaphor for life. Can you suspend disbelief for just a moment and come with me on this? Can you see each of us as the lead character in the movie that is our life? And that movie's populated with a cast of supporting characters, people from work, our families, our friends, our neighbors, the people we interact with every day. But what about the small roles? What about the people who play small parts in the movie that is our life? Do we see them? Do we really see them? All right, stop for a moment right now. Take a look at the person sitting next to you or sitting behind you. Go ahead, turn your heads. I'm watching. Turn your heads. Are they a co-star in your movie? A peripheral character with a few lines? An extra in a crowd scene? Do you really see them? Do you see them for who they are? And having seen them, then what? In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus tells a story that I think speaks to this, and Trish has very graciously agreed to tell it to us.
When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me."
Thank you. Didn't she steal the show? Now, I mentioned at the beginning that we were going to do things a little differently today. And by this time, in a God in the Movies presentation, the speaker has usually trotted out a few movie clips, right? That's what we all are expecting today. I have a confession to make. I don't have any movie clips to show you. I didn't bring any movie clips at all. Instead, we're going to watch the whole movie. Oh, now I just saw some of you looking at your watches, and you turn into the people next to you going, we have to be at your sister's by noon. As Indiana Jones once said, trust me. It's a short film, and I think you're going to like it. It's a short film, but a good one. Now, it was made about 10 years ago, and in an attempt to give it some, I guess, some topical feel at the time, the filmmaker put in some topical references, references to people who were in the news 10 or so years ago, and I suppose that dates it somewhat. But in sum, I think the film holds up. So, Maestro, if you will, please.
Validated.
You are awesome.
Excuse me?
You have an amazing face. You've got powerful features, man. Anyone ever tell you that?
No.
Then listen, you look a little down, and it may seem like sometimes people don't understand you. But someday, man, someday, people are gonna see you for what you really are.
Think so?
Absolutely. You are great.
Need a validation, please?
You are great, ma'am. You have amazing cheekbones.
Really?
Sir, yes. We have a situation.
Where?
What the hell's going on?
You've been through it. You know. You've had so much life experience that other people don't appreciate, but you know.
Bless you, dear.
They're not patronizing the shops. They're just coming to see him.
Oh, sir. You're in great shape. You work out?
Not for long.
I do, actually. A bit. Yeah. Thanks.
Young man. We are running a business here, not a social club.
That is a fantastic suit. It really flatters you.
You think so?
You guys work so hard. You are the backbone that keeps this place running.
I always felt like no one really appreciated us.
Yeah, I mean, our jobs are so stressful, and it seems like most of the times people just don't see it.
No, what you do is so important.
You know, I bet the boss would love to meet you.
You are great. You provide hundreds of jobs, sustaining hundreds of families. That's huge.
That's so good to hear. Most times I feel like people don't recognize that. I'm just the big bad man on the hill.
Not at all. You give.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, I know some people who would probably like to meet you.
Take me home!
Mr. President, no matter what people say about you, you have still got a great golf swing.
God bless you.
You do. You have a fantastic mustache. I bet Burt Reynolds and Tom Selleck look at you and get envious. I'm not kidding.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
With free parking and free compliments.
A very big new leaf.
license is expired, sir.
That is why you're great at what you do. You are so thorough.
Really? You think so?
Hugh, what is your secret?
I just love to see people smile.
So we feel like blue, all you gotta do is have a good heart, but you can't hear you want to smile, 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 oh glory, smile, smile, smile.
It seems there is no one Hugh Newman cannot make smile.
Next!
Welcome to the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Now turning B331 at window number 19.
No one smiles in their driver's license photo, sir. It's not allowed. Next! Next!
You are amazing. You are so efficient.
Next!
Victoria? Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Next!
You take such good care of your equipment. Oh, they're lucky to have you.
We're closed, sir.
Victoria. I just want to see you smile.
Good night, sir.
Where do I go for...
We don't validate, sir.
Sorta. Oh, you have the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen.
Next.
You eat healthy, too. See, you take good care of yourself. That's awesome.
See? You're even a great pet owner. You're giving her a full hour's walk. Most people wouldn't take the time, but you care! Oh, boy, do you care.
Have you ever smiled?
Yes.
When?
When I was a little girl.
Oh, I bet you had a beautiful smile. What happened to it?
Next!
Look like anyone you know?
Next.
There's color and black and white.
Next.
Just wanted to see you smile.
I'm sorry. Next!
I'm here to get validated, please.
You're okay, I guess.
Okay. Did you say okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
Do you have anything else to say?
What's the point?
Excuse me. Could you take our picture? Thanks, I really appreciate it.
It's our first time here.
Smile. It's not a real smile. You guys love each other? You're on vacation, traveling the world.
Wish I could travel the world with the woman I love. Wish I could have someone take our picture. I'd really smile. You guys have every reason to smile. You're gorgeous. You're in the prime of your lives. And you guys are great. there. Now that is a smile. Hey, one more, right here. Oh, that's excellent. One more. Beautiful, beautiful. Here, look at each other. Oh, fantastic couple. What do you love most about your wife?
She accepts me. Despite knowing.
Where did you meet?
On jury duty.
Oh, I served your country and met the love of your lives. You guys are awesome. Beautiful, beautiful. Nice meeting
you. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Excuse me. You get the most sincere smiles out of people I've ever seen. You want to make some extra money shooting stuff like this?
Pardon me, folks. Sorry to interrupt. You're a beautiful couple.
Oh, my God.
You models?
No.
Would you like to be? You have two of the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen.
Excuse me?
Your eyes, they're gorgeous. You're gorgeous. And your dress matches your eyes. It's perfect. May I? What do you love most in all the world?
My daughter. She has the most wonderful smile.
Hello, I have 310 Cleaning, Hugh Newman.
Hello, Hugh. Can you just put your driver's license on there when you're done?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hey, ma'am. How did you... You're smiling.
So much fun on this trip. The stories you're going to tell people when you get back will be amazing.
I can't wait. I've always wanted to see Paris.
Understand. I tried everything. What happened?
When I was a little girl, my mother got very sick. And she stayed that way. And over the years, she just got so sad that she forgot how to smile. And seeing her like that, I couldn't smile either. And I didn't. For years. But then one day, a young man came up to her and told her how beautiful she was. So beautiful that he wanted to take her picture. He made her smile. And suddenly, after all those years, she got better. looked everywhere for you, but I couldn't find you anywhere. I went to every garage in town. I paid every fee they had, but I couldn't find you.
You paid for parking? For me?
Yes. Because you are great. You are amazing.
No one has ever said that about me before.
So, a pretty good little film. Great little film. One of my favorite lines, above and beyond, you paid for parking for me? Was Victoria's line at the DMV when she says, "We don't validate, sir," which maintains the double meaning throughout the whole film of validation, because she's not validating anyone at the time. To me, the moral of this story is not be nice to people and someday it might come back to reward you. And I think if that's your takeaway, you've missed the essence of the message. That seeing the minor characters who pass through your life and finding the good in them and validating that is what we were put here to do. Hugh Newman, the human in the film, is a character who I think acts like a follower of Jesus should. He didn't go through life validating people in the hopes that someday it would mean that he gets the girl. He did it because he could. He did it because he could, as Jesus said, for the least of his brothers and sisters. And what was the reaction? What was the reaction of the people who got validated in the film? Anyone? They all had the same reaction. Anybody at all? Was anyone watching? They were surprised. Really? You think so? Oh, do I have nice cheekbones? Even at the end, when Hugh gets validated, he says, "No one's ever said that about me before." I found that to be a very human reaction, very, very real, very normal, and very sad. What does it say about us as a society? What does it say about us as Christians if, in fact, the people in our lives who most deserve a little validation, who perhaps most need a little validation, would be surprised to get it? So as we wrap up, I have two homework assignments for you. The first is, tell somebody about this little film. You can find it on YouTube. It's free. It's copyright free. So share it with someone. The second assignment will be graded, just not by me. Take a good hard look at the other players in the movie that is your life. The major characters, the supporting characters, and especially the extras. Try to see them for who they are, not just what role they play in your movie. And think about what Jesus would have us do for the least of our brothers and sisters. Now, the really cool thing, the really great thing about being the lead character in the movie that is your life is you're not bound by the script. You can change the action and the dialogue as you go along. You can make it up as you go along. And if you see an opportunity or a need, validate someone from time to time. It may be a little awkward at first, but I bet as time goes on, you'll find it gets easier. You might even think you get good at it. I have faith in you. I know you can do this. And you know how I know? Because you are awesome. Thank you. This is the time that we, as a community, respond to God in worship. Between now and the end of the service, there are a number of ways to participate. There are people in the back who would welcome the chance to pray with you. If you like, you can write your prayers anonymously on slips of paper or on the wall. You can light a candle or stand or kneel, making your prayer physical. You can take some time to pray over a financial gift. You can share communion with God's people at these tables or at the doors. You can sing, or you can reflect silently. You can move or be still. God has come here to meet us, to welcome each one of us to the table. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus had a meal with his friends. He asked that whenever we eat bread or drink wine, we would take time to remember him. While they were eating, Jesus took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink from it, all of you. This is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Somehow these simple things, the bread and the wine, represent the very essence of the life of Jesus. He came to share real life with us, to invite us into his divine story, to bring us into communion with God. God's story unfolds in our life, bringing all the riches of God, all of God's love, all of God's mercy, all of God's forgiveness. Through this shared life, we participate in the beauty and wonder of the universe and the hope for the future. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Please join us now as we take communion together.